Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Pam Sherman is back from her five-week stint in Cleveland portraying Irma Bombeck on stage.
We are back now 2 weeks after my Cleveland sojourn, and I will say, as happy as I am to be back in the green of my new home here in Pittsburgh, I loved living in downtown Cleveland. It was so much fun. There's so much activity. I really have to encourage everyone. It's 4 hours away. And what a great city to visit. Have you been recently?
It's been a few years, but we make fun of three cities, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. And you know what? They're all great cities.
We need to stop doing that, right? I mean, I remember I once wrote a column about Cleveland because we went there for a romantic weekend away many years ago when the kids were little. I'm like, get me out of here. Let's go to Cleveland. And I called it a Rust Belt city, and I got hate mail. And
I'm like, well, it is.
It was. Yeah. But there's, first of all, great restaurants. We ate at this place called the Marble Room. It's an old bank that they have turned into this incredible venue, but the best food. It was it became my haunt. Like, I'd hang at the bar, you know, if I'm gonna have a regular place, if I'm gonna have a Cheers, it's gonna be really nice, right? That was my Cheers. Then there's all these great restaurants, you know, in a warehouse district. There is, and then even out in the burbs, although I didn't get out there much. There's a guy who came here to Rochester, ate at Good Luck, and loved it so much. You know, Good Luck, that's like, you know, 15 years old. He recreated it in the suburbs of Cleveland. It's called The Last Page. Amazing.
Very cool.
So the food was great. The place was, you know, my first night, we ended up seeing Alicia Keys.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they have, I worked hard and I did 8 shows a week, but I just want to give a shout out. And they have the second largest theater district in the country, including the Cleveland Playhouse, which has 3 theaters, like their Jiva. And there's a Broadway touring house, and it's all right downtown. So I lived like a kid in a converted office building. And I gotta say, Cleveland rocks, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So take a visit, because it really is kind of like Rochester, only bigger.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
warm1013.com.